From the outside, it sounds like you guys had a real spirited practice today.
A lot of communication, a lot of talking, knowing it's a business trip going down to Memphis. We know those guys are hungry for a win, and, you know, we are too.
When you are up like you are, what are the pitfalls that you have to be aware of?
Probably getting complacent, but that's something that our team doesn't have to worry about. We have enough veteran leadership to know how important these games are.
Talk about
you beat them twice there. You beat them twice there in the regular season. Is there anything you can take from that?
I don't know. I know the first time we played there, I didn't play. Chance didn't play either. And Chance didn't play the last game. So it's different personnel than both games. I think, you know, with our team and throughout this season, we showed the ability to win on the road in tough environments. So that's about it. Other than that, the game's going to dictate itself.
Do you expect them to be more physical going home?
Sure, I guess. I don't know. I think for me, I'm not too worried about what they're going to do. Like I've been saying, the whole series is about what we do.
You have said that a playoff series doesn't begin until someone loses on their home court. So technically, all you've done is what you're supposed to do.
Exactly. You're supposed to win at home. You know, that's why you compete in the regular season for home court advantage, you know, so that you do have an advantage. So, you know, we're going down there just as hungry in game three as we were in game one and two.
Tell how desperation comes into play in a game like this and how it might affect the outcome.
It does, but I think, you know, we're desperate too. You know, we understand that this game has to be just as important to us as it is to them, and it is. You know, we're not trying to, you know, come back here 2-2, 3-1 or nothing like that. We're trying to just worry about this next game.
Chris Chauncey missed so much this year. What's he bringing to you guys now, and how are you and him meshing?
I think we're doing all right. But, I mean, he's just a great player. He's been in this league long enough, finals MVP. He's seen everything that you can see. So to have him healthy is something that we really needed.
It's been a couple days since your game winner. Have you looked at the tape and, I mean, see what a remarkable shot that was?
I've seen it. I watched it a couple times with my son or whatnot. But all in all, after that night, you know, it was a good win and stuff like that. Now it's you're only as good as your last game. So.
Would it be important for you and Blake to be as offensive-minded as you were in this game?
I think so, but, you know, it varies from game to game with our team. You know, every night you're not going to make shots, but our defense is what has, you know, put us in position to win the last two games. And we have so much firepower on the offensive end that we may have an off night, but that's why you have guys like Jamal, Bled, Chauncey, and all those guys.
Chris, is this about as quiet a nine-game winning streak he's ever been a part of? Nobody's talking about that right now, but good timing, huh?
Yeah, I guess, because it really doesn't matter. It's all about two games. You know, the regular season is over, and we're trying to get everybody to understand that. So the winning streak is just two games.
It means you're playing great, though, when it counts, right?
I guess. We're playing. We're playing pretty well. We're winning games. And, you know, it's funny because the games can always go one of two ways. You know, if I don't make that shot and they make a shot, then everybody's not saying we're playing well. So it's still a game, and every game is a game in itself.
Chris, after the game, you talked about them being able to get back in that fourth quarter. What can you take from that to apply in the game?
I think we got to understand that if that situation happens and we're on the road, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. You know, we had the crowd motivating us and everything like that, and understanding how much it meant to go up 2-0. On the road, you get a 10-point lead, you gotta increase it, because once you let the crowd get into it and them playing in their environment, it's going to be tough.
How about some of their key guys are playing 43, 44 minutes a game. How much does a wear-down factor come into play with your depth right now, do you think?
We try to make it play a factor, especially with the big guys and stuff like that. That's why we try to keep Zach and Mark running all game long. But in the playoffs, you don't think about it. It's all mental.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Have a good trip.
Appreciate it.